Okay, so we're beginning the piece Lasik B'divrei Seira, the bracha, the first of Birchas HaTorah in the morning, is the bracha of, oh, that you can turn that one also on, Lasik B'divrei Seira, to be Isaac and study the words of Torah. So it says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Isaac HaTorah V'yadiyas HaTorah L'chaira Davar Echad Hem. Right, the study of Torah and knowing Torah, the knowledge of Torah, would seemingly be one thing. Shaken mi baladei ha'esek en yediyah, because without the study of Torah, there wouldn't be any knowledge of Torah. And when there's knowledge, that's a sign that there certainly has been study, and there is study that's gone on over here to get that knowledge. But that's really not true. The truth of the matter is that the study of Torah and knowledge of Torah are two separate things. Chalukim bimhutam, different in their very essence. Hayidia himitzad haflaata shel Torah misgava. The knowledge of Torah stems from the angle, the aspect of the awesomeness of the Torah and its height, right? We know that the Torah is arucha, what's the lashon? Ruchava min hayam, arucha min haaretz, ruchava min hayam, right? It's like longer than the land and more expansive than the sea. It goes on forever. It's infinite. So the awesomeness of the Torah, the amazingness of the Torah, that is what gives us a tremendous place of knowledge, a tremendous amount of knowledge. V'ha'esek, whereas the study of the Torah, yisodo ha'echreach, its basis is necessity. The study of Torah is based not on how much there is to know, how expansive the Torah is, and how, like, you know, but it's the fact that Torah, there's a need, there's an absolute necessity for the study of Torah to go on. Shekein, he explains, because it is so, gamim titzuya yediyata Torah b'shleimuta, even if we were to picture that the Torah was known in its entirety, okay, let's just, for the sake of argument, say that a person knew the entire Torah already. Im lo yosifu la'asok ba, if they will not continue studying Torah, yachzeru kol ha'olamot l'tov avol, the entire worlds, all the worlds, would revert back into nothingness, into chaos, into tov avol. Obviously, he's talking about if there's no one in the world that's studying Torah. So in other words, even if everybody, you know, kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevoinim, kulanu yoidim es kol haTorah, even if we all knew the entire Torah, it would still be necessary for us to continue studying Torah, because the purpose of studying Torah has nothing to do with amassing the knowledge of the Torah. It's more than that. It's because the world needs it. The study of Torah provides the lifeline. It provides the lifeline for the world to continue. And if we would not continue studying Torah, then all the worlds would actually revert back into Tohu Vavohu. And this is, of course, the Nefesh HaChaim says this in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. I brought the Sefer to read it. He says over there, Shar Dalet Perek Yud Aleph, Emes Bilti Shum Safek Klal, the truth without any doubt whatsoever. If the entire world, from one end of the world to the other, ponui chas v'shalom af rega echad mamash, if the entire world was vacant for even an instant, literally an instant, that's what he says, rega echad mamash, even for one instant, if it was completely empty, meha esek viz boinus shalana batera, from the studying and the thinking about, our thinking about Torah in Torah, kerega hayu nichravim kol ha'olamos, instantly all the worlds would be destroyed. Elyonim v'tachtonim, the supernal worlds, the upper worlds, and the lower worlds, v'hayu le'efes v'tayu chas v'shalom, to revert back into absolute nothingness. V'chein shifas erim mutu chas v'shalom, and so too, the abundance of the light going into the worlds, or the diminishing of light, chas v'shalom, hakol rak kefi inyin v'roiv iskeinuba, is all dependent on how much we study Torah. And he repeats the same idea in Perek Chafei in Shara Dalet. So that's the hechreach. The study of Torah is not only for the purpose of knowing Torah. You have to study Torah in order to know the Torah, fine. But the real issue of studying Torah is in order to give life to the worlds, in order to continue the existence.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
How do I process this? There's not a binary yes Torah or no Torah. It says kafi roiv.
Right.
It's like a dimmer switch.
Yeah. Well, there is the binary in the fact, like what he starts with, that if there's a moment without any study of Torah, goodbye, Charlie. It's all, the story's over. Game's over. But like you said, what he's pointing out is that the more study of Torah there is, the more aura there is in the world, the more light, the more shefa, the more abundance there is in the world, and the less study of Torah, chalila, the less light and the less good is brought into the world. Yeah. So, consequently, yeah.
Which parak did you read from there in the Nefesh HaChaim?
Perak Yud Aleph, Shar Dalet, Perak Yud Aleph, and he repeats the same idea in Perak Chaf Hei over there. Now, achzois, no, nimtza, consequently. Eifo shayis, nimtza eifo, so it comes out consequently, shayisod l'kiyum ha'havayo, that the basis for the existence of the universe, of all the existence, hitcholulta, its beginning, hamshachas kiyuma, the continuation of its existence, v'hitchatshuta, and its renewal. Okay, so those are three description of three points in time, really, right? The beginning of the world, because that's referring to Maase Bereishis, we know was based on Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, and he created it b'shvil ha-Torah, right? First Rashi, Bereishis, b'shvil ha-Torah shenikareishis, he created it on behalf of the Torah, for the Torah to be studied. And so that's the beginning of the world, the continuation of the world, like we just saw, and also its renewal, because the Geula Shleima and the higher dimension of reality that Be'ez Hashem we should be Zaycha to soon, that is also going to be dependent on Esek HaTorah. So he says, the Yisoid for the existence of the Havaya, okay, who Esek HaTorah HaTmidi V'Kavua, is the study, the continuous study of Torah, the permanent study of Torah, the continuous and permanent study of Torah. Ella, however, the classification of the mitzvah, meaning the form of the mitzvah, the form that this mitzvah takes, is ladas hi ladas ulahavinis anilmad, is to know and understand what is being learnt. Right, so that's the tzuras hamitzvah. The gather of the mitzvah is you're supposed to study to know, right? Like the Gemara says, "Lasuke shmeitz alib de hilchasa," to get down to the bottom of the sugi that you're learning, to understand it. Shiu divrei, he brings a different Gemara over here, the Gemara Kedushin. Shiu divrei teira mechudadim beficha. That is the gather of the mitzvah. The gather of this mitzvah of the study of Torah is that you should get the Torah clear. It's not enough just to learn, where you're not really so intent on getting to the bottom of it, but you know, it's design, you're learning. No. The gather, the tzur of the mitzvah is shudivrei terim chudadim beficha, that the words of Torah should be sharp and clear in your mouth. Shem yishalecha adam, that if a person is going to ask you something that you've learned, al tegamgem, you will not stutter, v'toymer loy, and you'll be able to, you will not stutter and tell him. You'll be able to tell him immediately. It'll be clear. It'll just come out from you in a very, very clear way. That is the gather of the mitzvah. That's the gather of the study of Torah. But it's not the purpose, Right? The purpose of the study of the Torah is not for you to amass knowledge and have a clarity in the knowledge of the Torah. That's not the purpose. That's the way the mitzvah is done. But the purpose of the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of the study of Torah is to give life to the world, to give light and life to the world. Ach zot le'yesh ledat, but this you must know. She'im oskim ba'Torah, k'sha'amagama hi asagat ha'yediyah b'levad. If people study Torah where the aim is just to amass knowledge, just to understand the Torah, if that's their purpose, Eisek kozeh einoy ela mitzad afla'osa shel ha'Torah b'levad. That kind of Torah study is only mitzad, the first angle, is only coming and stemming from the awesomeness of the Torah. Ve'ein lo kol chelek bechrech kiyuma shel havaya. And it has no portion, the very, very sharp words here, it has no part in the aspect of the hechreach, in filling that necessity for the world to continue to exist. It's frightening, actually. Okay? If a person is just learning in order to know, but he's not learning in order to make sure that this world continues existing. If he's learning just to know and amass knowledge, to get become a Talmud Chacham, that's not the type of Torah study that continues to pump this world with air, that continues to pump this world with life. Ein havaya mitcholelet ela dafka al yedei ele ha'oiskim b'Torah. This, the existence, only begins and only continues through those who are Isaac, those who are studying Torah, hayoyedim umargishim b'talmudam, who know and feel in their learning, shemecholim hemes havaya kulam echad shem Isaac, that with their learning, they know and they feel that with their learning is giving life to the world, is continuing the world and being mechadish the world. It's unbelievable. Now, who's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe to say such a thing? Like, what do you get? You know, isn't there some kind of inherent chashivas to Torah that the wrong purpose is, even if you're learning for, you know, to become a Talmud Chacham, to know, not because you want honor. You know, nobody will know. You're a secret Talmud Chacham. But you're just learning because you want to know all the Torah. How does he know that that's not enough to give life to the world? So, the fact of the matter is that if you open up Nefesh HaChaim over there in Shar Dalet Perek Chafei, he actually says this. The Nefesh HaChaim says this. In Shar Dalet Perek Chafei in the Nefesh HaChaim, over there he says, he brings down the Medrash and Shmois. I'm sorry, in Seder Eliyahu Zuta. He says that every day there are malachei chabola. B'chol yom yoytze malachei chabola m'lefina kadosh baruch hu l'chabel as kol elam kuloi. You know, you read in the news report sometimes, right? Or the end of the year, you know, there was this amount of attacks that were thwarted, you know, in Israel or other places in the world, right? But we know that there's always planning. There are always terrorists that are planning to attack, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets in the way. And it's brought down, I forget who says, you know, that the Goyim know better what kind of Hashgacha we have than we know, because they know what they're planning and doesn't work. Right? We don't even know. Sometimes we find out. Huh?
I think it's the Netziv.
The Netziv. Halos Hashem kol goyim. Oh, that all the shabchu kol umim. Okay, he says that it's the Netziv. Moshe says the Netziv. Halos Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol umim. That the nations are going to praise Hashem because they know what's really going on. We're not even aware. Now, so spiritually speaking, that's what the Medrash is saying, is that there's malachi chabala. There are terrorist malachim that are constantly, every single day, going out the chabelas kolaylam kulay to terrorize, to destroy, to ruin the entire world. Vil molei bati knesios ubati midrashas. If it were not for the shuls and the bati midrashim, she talmidei chachamim yoishvim v'oiskim b'divrei Torah, the talmidei chacham are sitting in them and studying Torah, immediately they would be able, they would have that kalach to destroy the entire world. Ayin Shom. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, im kol zeh, but together with this, adayin yuchlis kaim ayideh asridim asher Hashem koirei, right? Despite the fact that the malachim are trying to continuously, right? He says, the world can still exist through the sridim asher Hashem koirei, those special tzaddikim, the special tamidei chum that Hashem calls for them, ha'oiskim b'teira kadosha yoimam v'layla, that are oisik in the study of Torah day and night, is batla gam laksel Torah v'chas v'shalom. And then he says the same thing. I pointed to it before. We read it from Perek Yud Aleph. He says the same thing here. Avol himay chas v'shalom pono legamrei. But if the whole world was vacant from the study of Torah completely, afila rega echas mamish, even for a moment, meisik v'zboiners am skula b'terek dosha tekef kerega yekol alamas tirchavin v'talim etzil segamir chas v'shalom. Everything would be destroyed immediately. All the worlds gone. Goodbye. Vaf gam ish echad miyisrael levad. It's even enough for one person in the entire Jewish nation. Rav koyche. How great is his koyach of the individual Jewish person? Shebiyad lahamid lekaim is kol olamos habriyah bichlala. That he has the ability to support, right, and to be mekayim, to give all the worlds and the entire creation at large. Al yedei iskoy v'zboynus b'toyra kdoisha. Lishma. He adds in the word Lishma. Through his Asik and his Bayis and Torah Kedusha, Lishma. Not any Torah study. Lishma. Kama Shekosov Bechelik, like it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, in Daf Tzadi Tesam Beis, Kala Oisik Batera Lishma Vechulei. I don't know who this is, I have to look in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know, Reish Yud. Omer Af Megan Al Kalim Kula. He also protects the entire world. So you see, Chazal are saying on the person who's Oisik Batari Lishma that he is Megan on the whole world. If he's not Oisik Batari Lishma, he's not protecting the entire world. He's not protecting the whole entire world. You have to be studying Lishma in order to protect the entire world. Veloy Oid, and not only that, Ela Shekol Alim Kula Kedai Hulo, the entire world is worth it for him. Hashem would have just created the world just for that person.
How does the Nefesh
HaChaim
define
the
Shema?
Okay, we're not going to get into that here. On a superficial level, maybe it's not. We're not going to get into what the Hagdara of Lishma is, what the Nefesh HaChaim says. And he says that's why the Mishnah says, I mean, we're not going to read the whole thing here, but he says, you know, that's what the Mishnah says. Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael, every single individual in the Jewish people has to say, Chayav Loimar, he's obligated to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam, on my behalf the world was created. Because that's really the way it is. It's for every single Yid to open the Sefer, learn Lishma, the entire world is for him. It's unbelievable. He says, Eich Leil Yislai of Leva Adam, how can a person not get excited from this? When you think about it, well, you have to think about it. Right? But that's a that's what the Nefesh HaChaim gets very excited over here. And he's like, you can't sit there just like calmly, like, listen, what's going on here? Anyway, but this is really the same Yisrael that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying. It's not just enough to study Torah Stam. There's a higher level of, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, okay, is applying, right? We'll see in a second that this is like what he's referring to. This is, he's coming from the Lishma Inyan, and the Lishma over here is to understand the Torah gives life to the world, and that's why you're learning, not to amass knowledge, not to know the Torah, but to give the world life. Omnam, however, so we'll see here that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe wasn't detached from reality. Omnam, however, with all his heights, Hargosha Muchashit Kazu, to have this kind of real live feeling, right? To really feel that. Madrega Gavoyhi is a high Madrega. Shaloi Benokel Efshalagiyaleo. It's not easy to get to that level. This is not like such a simple level. Mikol Maka, nevertheless. Ein Leila Adam Lachtel Mesikateira. A person should not cease from studying Torah, even if you're not at the level. You're not holding there. Don't stop learning. Sharei Amru, because the Gemara, they said, the Chazal say in Gemara Pesachim, La'olam yasek adam b'Torah mitzvahs af al pi shelo lishma. A person should always study in Torah and perform mitzvahs, even if it's shelo lishma, without the proper intent, the proper kavana. Shemitek shelo lishma balishma, because through learning shelo lishma with the, you know, inappropriate intent or the lesser degree, right? So if you're when you're going to learn shelo lishma, it's going to bring to lishma, or b'mekayem mitzvahs is going to bring to lishma. So even if you're not holding there, learn, because you'll get there. Hainu, that's what he says. Lishma, what's lishma? And here Rabbi Yaakov Moshe defines lishma in a rather unique way, and I don't want to analyze it so much because we just don't have time to do it. But how does he define the lishma over here? Hainu hargasha hamuchashit hazu. That's this live feeling. Shebeisik haTorah mecholel hu es havayu mechadsha. That through the study of Torah, he is giving the world existence and is being mechadish existence to the world. Va'af imeinenu magish zot adayin. And even if he doesn't feel this yet, he should still continue with the regular study, meaning not just haphazard study. He has to have regular study on a daily basis or whatever basis, yeah, whatever the person can put in. And with the shkeda, how do you
diligence?
Great, with a set and permanent diligence. In other words, that's how he's defining. I'm going to see this in a second, that this is also based on the Nefesh HaChaim. Okay, it's not just study Torah mitach shelo lishma balishma. It has to be that you're connected. There has to be that you're bound to this Torah and you have a permanent asik in the Torah. It's a daily, or whatever it is, asik. Should be daily at least. I mean, that's vagisa b'yayim v'layla, right? But you have a daily Seder where you steal time that you might not even have to put into Torah, and that's the type of learning which will bring to Lishma. And then Shemitech Esik Zeh, from that kind of Esik, from that kind of study, Yagia Gam Largoshas HaLishma, you will get also to that feeling of Lishma. And again, like I said, this is also, we'll open the Nefesh HaChaim, between Shar Gimel and Shar Dalet, there's the section that's called Prakim. In Prokim Paragimel in Nefesh HaChaim, he says, he talks about this inyan, right? Lezois, therefore, it's the, like, towards the end, it's basically closing two paragraphs of the parak. Lezois, for this reason, atatzrich lizer adra, but you have to be very careful. Chabed ulagbia. In this parak, he goes on to explain, you know, it's, as we know, Nefesh HaChaim was very much geared to take care of the problems that he saw that were coming from the Hasidim or Hasidus, where many of them were, I'm not talking about the Rebbes and the Tzaddikim, but there was a certain zilzal going on, and it was also written in Sfarim, and that's why things were, you know, the Sifrei Hasidus have a very excited way of writing. They write sometimes very, very sharp, what, you know, you might call even exaggerated, but that's a subjective word, okay? But they write in a very, very sharp way. So if they want to write about the importance of learning Lishma, so it can, something they'll write very often how terrible learning shelo lishma is. Yeah, it could be very sharp, and they, you know, they were tying that, oh, these litvisha rabbonim there, yeah, the big time lichon, but they're learning shelo lishma. So Nefesh HaChaim comes to protect and says, guess what, buddies? Even learning shelo lishma, you can't be mazalzel in that learning. That learning is also very, very important. And we're not getting into the parak where he goes into this and explains why, but this is the way he ends off, is that, so you see, adraba, you have to raise up as much as you can, raise on a pedestal every single person that's learning Torah, afilu shelo lishma, he says, Kedei sheyoyches tzadik darko bal yisrapim lechaz shalom, so the tzadik will hold his way and not weaken from that learning. Kedei sheyuchal lovim menel madrega lishma, so you will eventually get to the madrega lishma. Ah, you're going to say, the guy's 85, he's still not learning lishma. You know, he's 95, like, forget it. He's not, you know. No, no. Gamim nira, this is what he says. Even if it looks... Shekol yemeichayov mimeura vadzikna v'seva. That even his entire life, from his youth till deep old age, haya iskoy bar shalai lishma, it seems, it looks to you like he's learning his shalai lishma his entire life. Gam keinat achayev linik b'kavod. You also have to be chayev. You also have to give him kavod. You're also obligated to respect him. V'kol sheken shalai levazay seichasson. And certainly not to shame him. Shekevan she'osik b'teiris Hashem b'tmidus. Because since he was osik in the Torah of Hashem on a continuous basis, built this safek, it is without a doubt, shehoya kavanosei pa'amin rabbis gam lishma. Undoubtedly, many times, his intent was also lishma. So maybe, perhaps, in the larger picture, in general, his learning was shalai lishma, but anybody who's sitting on a continuous basis, learning straight, all the time, undoubtedly there are moments of lishma that occur during his learning. Kemoshe evtichu chazal, like chazal promised, shemitoch shalai lishma bo lishma, because through the learning of shalai lishma, you come to lishma. Oh, ki eina perush davka sheyovo mizel lishma. Because the explanation of this is not just that he should come from this to lishma, ad shachakach yasik batamid kol yomav rak lishma, to the point that he's going to, for the rest of his life now, he's going to learn lishma. Suddenly, bam, from the rest of his life now, he got to the level of lishma. That's it. He's on smooth sailing of lishma. Elahaino, that's not the pshat. Elahaino, what they mean is, shebechol pam shu loymed bekvius zman kama shas ritzufim. And every time that the person learns with a set time, meaning with a permanence of time, of a number of consecutive hours, the guy sits down and learns 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Af shederech klal loisa kavanasa l'shalei lishma. Even though if in general he sat down to learn with the attitude, the shalei lishma attitude, belti efsher klal, it is absolutely impossible. Shalei yikones b'libay b'emtza limud al kolponim zman mu'at, Kavana Ritzuy Lishma. Impossible that there won't be some kind of moment, a little bit of time, where he has the appropriate Kavana learning Torah Lishma in the middle of that learning. Because, you know, I'll explain what I think, what I feel, I think that he's saying is that, you know, when a person learns for a few hours straight, you're just so taken. You connect to the Torah you're learning. It doesn't matter even if you learned Shalei Lishma. But there are moments there where you get such a geschmack, like, this is unbelievable. This is what the world is about. That's a feeling that you have. It's a natural feeling which is impossible not to have because the Torah takes us. The Torah just takes us. It takes our breath away and gives us real breath, gives us new life. And you feel that. It's impossible not to feel that excitement, that kind of emistic lishma in the Torah. Omeata. And now says the Nefesh HaChaim, Kol ma shalomad ad heina shalai lishma. Everything that you've learned until now, shalai lishma, niskadish v'nitar, becomes holy, becomes sanctified, and purified. Ali de oisa is katan shekiven by lishma. Through that small amount of time that you had the kavana of shalai lishma, it raises up, and this by the way is brought down in also in Chassidish Sfarim, it raises up the time of the shalai lishma, so that retroactively it's all lishma now, it's all on the level of lishma, it's all pumping the world with life. So that's already a whole, that's gewaldic, that's already, you know, that means that, yeah, the guy's sitting and learning, if he's really sitting and learning in koil, whatever it is, and he might not be there for the right reason. But it's impossible that during that time, somewhere over the course of his Seder, and, you know, he didn't get that feeling. He for sure got that feeling somewhere there.
Well, you say to someone who only learns for about an hour at most.
Right, so there it's not necessarily going to happen. I mean, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, it seems, right, that a person would need Zman Kamishos Resufim. He would need, like, a number of hours of consecutive learning, because, you know, the problem with an hour of learning is that you don't really lose yourself in the same way. I mean, if a person does, then it could be. It could be, but it's not the same Havtacha. It might not be in the gather of the Havtacha of Chazal. I want to explain one more thing, because I thought he says it over here. I see that he doesn't say it over here. I believe he says it, if it's not another place in Nefesh HaChaim, he certainly says it in Ruach Chaim, and this is Perish on Avos. And there he's medayik the Lashon La'olam. Right? The Lashon of La'olam, I'm pretty sure this is what he says, if I remember correctly, is that you always should be learning. That's a lashon of kvius. That's the lashon of permanence. It has to be a learning of permanence, of la'olam, where you're always doing it. And that's the way he's mefarish la'olam. And that's where this inyan of the kvius is coming into the Nefesh HaChaim and into the Me'emaroim here. Obviously, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming very much in this piece from the Yesodus of the Nefesh HaChaim. You know, he gave it his own twist with his Hagdara of Lishma, being that you have to have this Kavana that you're pumping the world with life, and that's the kind of Torah that's an application into the Nefesh HaChaim. Yeah, looks like you want to
I must say I'm distressed, because I only get to learn for about an hour at a time. Secondly, my question is that
you might be on the level that you're already lishma for that hour. I mean, I wouldn't get distressed.
I think my question.
By the way, it's not a joke. In many ways, the person who's working, okay, in many, many ways, the person who's working is an easier time, or an easier, right, that his lima will be lishma. Because when it's just a thing to do, right? Because, okay, I'm part of a certain community, and in this community, this is the way to do it. We sit and learn in Kyle. Right? So that itself kind of, you know, it relaxes the person, kind of like, it weakens a little bit sometimes, chas v'shalom, but it does. That feeling of, like, I need to do this for the world. I need that. But when a person is working, and even still, he comes home tired, or before he wakes up, you know, before he goes to, it could be both, you know, if a person can learn before he goes to work and after he comes to work, that's even better. I know people that learn during their work also. It takes some time, you know. So, but any time that they're stealing time, they don't have koach, you know, and there's more. It's easier for them to have a level of lishma in that, because that's what's getting them to do it. Like, why are you learning? They're not learning because they have to. They learn have to be. Yeah, they left them because they have to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to learn. So could be that for working people, actually the limud lishma in a certain sense comes more natural than the person who's sitting the whole time in kail. Something to that.
Yeah. I hope so. I think for me it's just my sanity.
Okay, you see? It's a hechreach. Yeah.
My question is, when we speak about kavana lishma, here he seems to be speaking about, what's the Nefesh HaChaim, a hargosha muchoshes, that person experiences it, it's an emotional involvement in that state of mind.
Right.
But what would we say to a person who makes a cold cognitive decision that I'm going to do this now, although I can't be bothered, and I know that I'm not going to be experiencing the great power of pumping the world with life, but I'm doing this now because this is what the Rabbanu Shlomo told me to do, to bring life to the world.
Right. So, okay, listen, people that are excessively intellectual and less emotional, right? It's always, that's like the question, really, in a sense. Yeah.
Or someone's in a bad mood.
Or somebody's in a bad mood. And it closes them off from the emotions. The truth of the matter is like this. I would point to a different sugya. I will borrow a yesod from a different sugya. Okay? We know, and I mentioned this in the past, and I think it's important to mention it again, because, you know, some of us are this type, perhaps, okay? The Kalta Litvaks, if you want to say, you know, the heavy, more intellectual anatomy. Okay, they have a more intellectual psychology to them, and it's real. It's not just. It's not only in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's with the relationship with people. Okay, there's certain people like that, right? It doesn't have to be Litvaks, but you know, it's since there is something to it, so we'll just use it to humor everyone. So the Arizal says, and it's a famous Arizal, that on Rosh Hashanah, if you don't cry during the davening on Rosh Hashanah, there's something wrong with you. You are messed up. Okay? It says there's a problem with your neshama. Your neshama is messed up. Right? And there are some people that never cry. There are people that are seemingly emotionless, right? They are emotional. They have, you know, you always ask these people, do you have emotion? Of course you have emotion. Yeah, it just doesn't show the same way, right? You know, everyone has emotions. We know that. But there are different people that there are some people that their emotions are much more reserved, less expressive, not only outwardly, perhaps inwardly to an extent also. And in any case, I'm not getting into the health of it or not. Yeah, that's another thing. But let's say the person is like that. So the Chemdas Yamim, okay, which is considered Miguri HaArizal, even though it's not 100% who the Mechaber is. Today, I think most people that have gone into it and have gone into trying to figure out who it is, I think most of the academics as well as, you know, Mekubalim that have gone into it have come to the conclusion that it's Reb Binyamin Cohen, who was a very, very big teacher of Kabbalah. I think he taught the Shemir Emunim and the Yosha Lev of the Mishnah Chassidim wanted to learn by him, but he wasn't there at the time. Like, he was like the Rebbe of Kabbalah in his generation. And the Chemdes Yamim there, when he brings this Arizal, says fascinating thing. He adds a few words. If a person doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah, then there's a problem with his neshama. But he adds another few words, imbal bechihu. If he's a person who cries. If he's a person who doesn't cry, that doesn't mean that now he's not crying on Rosh Hashanah, so there's something wrong with him. No, that's the way he is. That's the type of person he is. So if you're talking about this intellectual person that he doesn't feel this, he doesn't get excited, he doesn't have that, he has a very, you know, collected, calculated reason that he's learning, perhaps for him, he's the guy who's not a Baal Bechi. He's the guy that... So for him, it just might register somewhat differently. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly how that registers, how much he's connected, how much he's not. What is it, the Lashma or not? It doesn't... So by people that are more emotional, yeah, there will be an excitement felt, an emotional excitement. By an intellectual, it might be an intellectual excitement that would translate into this also. I don't know, Hashem knows. I wouldn't get nervous by it, let's put it that way. If a person is like this, he doesn't have to get nervous, like, oh, that's gone, I'm finished. I never get emotional about anything. I remember once I was by a Levaya of somebody who was himself was a big Talmud Chacham, big Rav, and his father was one of the Gedolei Hadar. And when his father was Nifter, I went to the Levaya, and at the Hesped, it was like, there wasn't a tear shed. He's a Litvak, you know, the real Bekoi, the real, you know, he didn't shed a tear. It was the coldest Hesped I ever heard in my entire life. Okay, that doesn't mean he doesn't love his father. It doesn't mean that's the makeup. All right. Anyway, I wish you have a Shavua Tov. Anybody have any questions on the Zoomers? So, yeah, Shakayach to everyone. Well, see you next week, Bezer Hashem.